Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
106.5 The End.
Law and order.
Law and order.
And you're the jury. It's Listener's Court on The Wake Up Call.
It's time for another listener court here on The Wake Up Call. This is where we ask Wake Up Call listeners to be the jury. We present a problem and decide if the verdict is guilty or not guilty. Today we have Olivia and Chris. Good morning, Olivia and Chris.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
So Chris and Olivia have been together for 3 years, and Olivia has always said that she wouldn't move in with Chris until they were engaged, but they happened to find the perfect starter home, and Chris said that as soon as they moved in, he'd save a few months for a ring and propose. So Olivia agreed to buy the house with him. Since moving in, Olivia's lost her job, and according to Chris, hasn't done much to find a new one. Chris said that he doesn't want to get engaged to someone that is jobless, so he has put the proposal on hold. Now, Olivia has said that she only agreed to buy the house with him because he promised they were going to get engaged, and he never said anything about her having a job as a stipulation. Olivia wants to get engaged as soon as possible and says that Chris needs to hold up his end of the bargain. Today, we need to find out, is Chris guilty and needs to hold up his end of the bargain and propose, or is Chris not guilty and Olivia needs to find a job first? Gavin, you'll be representing Chris. Katie, you'll be representing Olivia. Listener court is now in session. I'd like to call the plaintiff, Olivia, to the stand. Katie, you may question your witness.
Prior to losing your job, which I'm so sorry to hear, I know this is a tough time for a lot of people. Have you, for the most part, been gainfully employed?
Absolutely.
Okay, yes. So this is a fluke situation.
Yeah, it's just not, companies just aren't hiring my job right now.
Okay. Did you always get the impression that Chris wanted to get married?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I mean, we've talked about it over and over again, and he says he wants to, but then, like, when it comes to actually pulling the trigger, he doesn't.
Okay, last question. Do you think that he is using your lack of employment as an excuse to not get engaged?
Yeah, I do.
Nothing further.
All right, thank you, Katie. Gavin?
Olivia, true or false, you were promised that you would get engaged, correct?
True.
The way that all romantic movies start.
Okay.
And there was a stipulation on that, correct?
That once we bought this house, he was going to save up for a couple months, and then we would get engaged.
And then you said to him that you would only live with him if you were engaged, right?
Yes, right.
So it sounds like somebody was not doing their homework and keeping track of boxes that needed to get checked here. And I'm not necessarily putting all of that blame on you, but it seems like you guys from Jump Street got yourself into a situation that doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
No, because he said, he promised that once we bought this house and moved in together that he would propose.
Are you able to maintain the mortgage of this house without employment?
It's hard, but he's still working. So, yeah, we're scraping by.
Okay, and how long can that last? Because I'll tell you what, if you lose the house, then what is this relationship even built on anymore?
Well, yeah, but we have a good relationship. We've been together for 3 years.
Do you? You're on listener court.
We've been
talking
about...
okay. Objection.
Order.
Thank you.
You can't yell order after you laughed.
Valid point, but I'll allow it.
He promised. He promised that he would.
I see.
And now he's going back on it because of COVID downsizing.
Well, let's find out if that's true. No further questions.
All right. Thank you, Gavin. Olivia, you may step down. I'd like to call Chris to the stand. Gavin, you can question Chris.
Thank you. Chris, now you say that Olivia is not working very hard at trying to find employment. Why do you say that?
She hasn't been searching for any job. She looks at TV most of the day, and it's from what I see.
And how long has this been going on?
Ever since she lost her job.
Well, I figured it was ever since she lost her job. I'm trying to get a time frame.
A few months.
Okay. How long do you think you'll be able to stay in this house with only one salary paying the mortgage?
I think we should be fine and I should be able to carry it, but who knows?
Okay. And if you were to lose the house, would you still want to marry her?
Yes, eventually.
So,
I mean, engagement rings cost money. We need to save money now to pay this mortgage.
No further questions.
All right. Thank you, Gavin. Katie?
Now, you convinced Olivia to buy this house with you, correct?
Yes.
And she was reluctant, correct?
She liked the place. She liked it more than I did initially, so I wouldn't say reluctant.
But she didn't like it enough to buy it with you thinking that you wouldn't be engaged soon, correct?
She got it, didn't she?
Thinking that you were going to propose to her, to make a next step commitment to her.
Well, I did propose to her. I proposed that we buy the house together.
Your Honor, there's a lot of sass coming off this one, and nothing further.
All right, at this time, I'd like to let Gavin and Katie present their closing arguments to the court. Katie, you may start first. You may begin.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, it's very clear what we have going on here. What we have is a situation where Chris wanted this house. He knew he couldn't buy it without Olivia, and so he agreed to whatever she wanted that would make her say yes. Now they have the house. He got what he wanted, and he's not willing to give her what she wanted. It's pretty cut and dry. Now she's in a mortgage with somebody who won't even commit to marrying her. That's got to feel like a very uneasy feeling. I think that we need to vote that Chris is guilty and needs to propose and make an honest woman of Olivia.
All right, thank you, Katie. Gavin.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, please vote not guilty for my client, Chris, because it seems like this is a couple that is in over their head in so many different ways. Most of this comes from Olivia. Did she lose her job? Yes. Was that her fault? Probably not. But at the same time, if it's been months and, according to testimony, hasn't tried to find employment when they find themselves in a mortgage just scraping by, yet is still demanding an engagement ring, that seems to be out of whack priorities. And I think it is indicative of other problems in this relationship. So please find my client not guilty. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Gavin. Thank you, Katie. We will now leave the verdict up to the jury. This would be you, Wake Up Call listeners. Now that you've heard both sides, you can text guilty or not guilty to 73389 and let us know. Is Chris guilty and needs to hold up his end of the bargain and propose? Or is Chris not guilty and Olivia needs to find a job first? We're going to play one song and come back with the verdict. Text guilty or not guilty to 73389. Next, listener court on the Wake Up Call.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.